pressing a key continuously will be 17,556 times before it reads 111 again, and the encryption would loop around. The Germans have a very effective method for avoiding that problem of a repetition. They never sent a message that long. They will break it up into separate messages. But that's not all. There's actually a little lever here, and again, due to the delicacy of this machine, I'm not going to operate it, but if I flick that forward, these can be very easily removed from the machine. This whole assembly comes out. These rotors just come off a spindle. And the operator actually had five rotors to choose from. That's why we have this additional box here. And on the setup instructions for the 24-hour period, they will be told which rotors are going in the machine and also which order they're going on the machine. All of this will change the resulting cryptography. Also, the device at the end, the reflector, was one of three that could be used. The final little piece in the puzzle is that, as I say, when the rotor goes round, it nudges the rotor next to it. That can also be set to the item called the ring setting. That changes everything as well. And you've got your plug board down there, which can be changed at any point. So every day at midnight, all of that will be looked at, all of that will be put together, and that's your Enigma machine set up for the day. The person at the receiving end will do exactly the same, and as a result, you can send the messages, because if the machines aren't in perfect sync with each other, it just won't work. Not only did you have those setting sheets coming in every day at midnight, so you had a new set of keys to crack every day at midnight, there were over 200 different networks, all with different setting sheets, every day changing at midnight. Now, based on what I've just told you here, how many different ways do you think you can set up one of those machines? How many unique combinations?
Well, I'm not a mathematician, but there must be million.
Millions is close. There's certainly millions in it. The answer is 158 million, million, million different ways of setting up this one machine. It's by no means the most complex enigma that was ever developed. Just like any technological product today, Enigma was constantly revised during the war and bigger and better models came out. But yeah, just a little over 158 million different combinations for the way the Germans used it. So that times its recessing every day at midnight times over 200 networks led the Germans to believe that this machine was undefeatable. So much so that we had a slightly more complicated machine called Typex. And their linear thinking said, you can't break Enigma. Typex is more complicated than Enigma, so you can't break Typex. And therefore, they never really tried. And as a result, there was no equivalent to Bletchley Park in the Third Reich during World War II.
That's weird.
We decided to just have a go. And with your permission, I'll be able to tell you a bit today about how we did that. So there you go. I'm not allowed to let you play with it, I'm afraid, as much as I would like.